Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an interview episode as part of Scare Actors Week, a week to celebrate the amazing scare actors, not only here in the UK, but around the world. Obviously, this year with COVID, there's going to be a lot less attractions, but we want to celebrate the work that you guys have done over the past however many years you've been acting within your attractions. Now, today is no different. We have Kate Chapman on, and she's worked in the likes of Zombie Infection, Alton Tower Scare Fest, The Retreat, Scream Camp, loads of different places, and lots of different style of events as well. So we thought we'd get her onto the Scare Track Show, do a little bit of a mini episode as part of celebrating Scare Actors Week. So with that, any further ado, let's take you to the interview with myself and scare actress Kate Chapman.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hi folks and welcome back to the Scare Track Podcast. Like I said in the intro, I am here with scare actress Kate Chapman. Kate, how's it going?
It's going good.
Yeah, we are here behind the scenes at The Retreat, just like our previous few episodes as well, so check those out. Such a lovely team here at The Retreat. They've invited me to scare act as well, and we acted here the last time, last month as well, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. It's a really good show. I'm just excited to do another one.
Yeah, definitely. Very, very excited. It's cool that it's able to run during a COVID-secure sort of world as well. And it's great to be scare acting again, of course, in a slightly different way to what we're used to, all socially distanced and whatnot, but it's all lots of fun. But I wanted to chat to Kate and ask how you sort of got into scare acting. We met first time when you were a zombie.
We did.
Terrifying me at the courthouse with Zombie Infection, a fantastic event. You can run fast as a zombie. You terrified me.
Why, thank you.
It was so good. Was Zombie Infection your first gig with scare acting, or did you do anything before that, or how did you sort of get into it?
Yeah, so Zombie Infection was the way I got into scare acting, so I've been doing that since we first opened in 2017.
Wow.
God, that's gone really quick.
I bet.
From then I've just sort of progressed, you know, from zombie characters to trying doctors and other roles, and I've just kind of branched out into mazes now and other events.
Yeah, definitely. So with the Zombie Infection, obviously they have like four, five, or six. There are lots of different events, don't they? Do you travel around to all these different areas, or are you mainly at one place? How does it work with a Zombie Infection?
I do travel around a bit to the different sites now. When we first started, we were originally just focused on, you know, our courthouse sites, mm-hmm. and then we had another team to the northern sites. But now, you know, we've just kind of taken everything under our wings and just, you know, split everything and all our time between the different sites. So it's just, you know, it's good. It's just varied shows, varied characters, and we just have a lot of fun, you know, training the new staff at the other centres too.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose that's cool, the fact that you're able to sort of use your skills that you've picked up at one place to then transfer it to other places. Do you find they, obviously the events are all kind of the same per se, but with different stories and different sort of styles? I've only ever done the courthouse one, so I can't speak for all the others, but I spoke to Greg and the team and I know there's slight diversity, even though they're all zombie infection experiences. Do you have a favourite one, or do you have a favourite character to play whilst you're, because these are proper intense, like 2 or 3 hour long, proper, you know, the UK's best zombie experiences. They've got 2 Scar Awards. Do you have something that either a character that's your favourite or an event that's your favourite?
I actually have both. So an event that I'd say my favourite, it's a tie between the mansion event in Nottingham, mm-hmm. and the courthouse, because that's where it all began.
The courthouse is amazing.
Favourite character-wise, I do love zombieing, but I have to say Dr. Chase. You know, it's such an iconic role, you know, that I've done for, God, 2 years now, which is crazy. And I just love just, you know, having the opportunity just to interact, you know, with the audience, just, you know, making jokes with them and also interact with the different characters. But yeah, God,
would you say that you sort of prefer, like, over time prefer to be more of a performance role then, more of so you can actually, rather than just scaring someone, to be able to interact with them, talk to them and sort of progress the story more? Is that more your bag nowadays?
To be honest, I do like doing a bit of both. Obviously, you know, with a zombie, I love that animalistic side, that characterization. But I feel like in a way I can have more, you know, freedom and sort of vocal improv with different characters. But I always just like having the variety, you know, and just doing characters, you know, both of them together. For instance, work at Walsall Scare Mage, you know, I got to do this butcher role for our Chris Massacre event, which was crazy because obviously I could incorporate those scare tactics.
Yes,
and also, you know, have that opportunity just, you know, just have a bit of fun with the customers as well.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And you've actually, you know, you started there 2017, 3 years has gone really fast. But you're now quite a seasoned scare actress in the UK scare industry, because you've not only done zombie events, which are a more endurance and more intense theatrical experience. You just mentioned it there. You've worked in Walsall Scare Maze, and I know you've worked at Orton Towers. So you've worked in an independent scare attraction, and you've worked at the UK's biggest theme park. What was it like going from a zombie event to, let's talk about Walsall Scare Maze first. What was it like working with Trixie and the team in Walsall?
It was brilliant. You know, I had so much fun with, you know, Trixie and the guys. I think just for me, going from events to mazes, it was more the sort of schematics, you know, for maze and event. Whereas event, you know, we have to sort of cover areas, you know, having sort of set cues for things to happen and being everywhere. It was just nice just to, you know, just sort of have a room and an area and just really, you know, harness my abilities and just do some really creative scenes as well. So I just felt, you know, I just got to learn, you know, how to put on shows in that kind of sense as well.
And yeah,
just, you know, just definitely, as I said, just have a lot more creativity.
Of course, yeah. Well. And Trixie, he has lots of vision and he puts great attractions on, but I know he's quite, he listens to actors and actors, his team a lot as well. So that's got to be great to be able to interact with, obviously, customers in Warsaw, but that he's behind you to say, yeah, if you want to do that, give that a go. It might be fun. Awesome. And then Orton Towers last year, you scared the hell out of me in Project 42. Going back to your zombie roots, what is that the first and only time you've been at Orton Towers? Was that your first season?
Yes, my first season was 2018.
Okay.
And I also worked 2019. And so I did the first, and only 2 years so far, such words, of Project 42.
Awesome, yeah. And it's an intense attraction. Again, zombies. Zombies seem to be your sort of niche. Zombies and doctors. Is that what you feel that you're best at, being a crazy, screwed up, fast as hell zombie?
Thank you. Well, currently, yeah, that's what, you know, I've sort of trained, you know, being a zombie, like I train other actors to do that, and that's just a niche of mine. It's just a character I love. But just as I said, like, I am, you know, branching out and out to different events, you know, and I still, you know, I have those loves of, you know, the crazy doctor and stuff, but it's just incorporating those elements, you know, the animalistic and those sort of scare tactics.
Definitely.
And, you know, and also that customer interaction, but just, you know, applying that just to different, you know, settings and different attractions now. So
yeah,
just
definitely
more of a challenge now, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you have plans for this? Obviously, this Halloween is very different to others because of the whole virus thing, but have you applied to work at any events this Halloween so far, or are you just holding on until more events have announced what's happening?
Yeah, so I did plan to sort of work, you know, Walsall, but obviously the announcement today, it's not going to go ahead, which is unfortunate. But I'm just currently sort of looking around the West Midlands, as, you know, I'm starting a degree in September, so it's just a bit hectic, because I can't just, you know, take a season out, because medical school don't allow that, sadly.
Yeah, unfortunately not. But hey, so you're going to be a doctor anyway,
yeah,
hey, a real doctor.
And I will be working the retreat anyway in ZI, so I'll be doing, you know, 2 kick-ass events, so make sure you check them out as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, get your tickets for the retreat and ZI. Kate, thanks so much for coming on to Scare Track. Let's scare some people at the retreat now.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Unlocked Vision, proud sponsors of the Scare Track podcast. UVE are a multi-award-winning themed attraction and design company, providing bespoke themed attractions, theming, events and experiences. Contact UVE today by visiting unlockedvision.com. Now, let's return back to the show. And remember, let's get scared.
So there we go, folks. First of all, a huge thank you to Kate Chapman coming on to the Scare Trap podcast. It's always great to chat to Kate. And we got to scare together throughout the retreat as well. A fantastic event that's all socially distanced and COVID secure during these crazy times. Now, speaking of these crazy times, that's why we are celebrating Scare Actors Week, celebrating all the scare actors around the UK and around Europe and the world. Of course, this year, it's going to be a very different year for all of us. We don't have any Halloween Horror Nights over in the States. We don't have any Traumatica in Germany. We don't have any Tullis Farm here in England. You know, all the big ones around the world are unfortunately cancelling due to COVID-19. And we're just going to miss out on what we normally love to do. This is, you know, scare acting is a real release, a real escape, and such a fun job for so many of us. And unfortunately, this year, you guys won't be able to scare the pants off us like you normally do. And that's why we want to celebrate you guys. Each and every year, you are battered, you're bruised, you're drinking Lensit because your throat's killing, and you scare the hell out of us for the whole of October, even longer at certain events. And you really do put your all in each and every night. And I don't think you guys get enough credit. Obviously, we have the Scare Awards, the Scar Awards at ScareCon, which is great. And that, you know, that applauds and gives the awards to individual attractions and individual mazes, etc. But it's all you actors that really do make the attractions. Whether you're stage actors, whether you're roaming actors, whether you're in a maze, absolutely all of you, including all the back of house team as well, and technicians and absolutely everyone. We know that there's so many different departments that make these attractions, but the cherry on top really is all the scare actors out there. So that's why we're doing these episodes all this week. It's Scare Actors Week here on Scare Track, and you guys can get involved as well. Obviously, we have a episode each night here on the Scare Track podcast with a different scare actor, but come join us over on our social media, folks. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook. Send us a message if you'd like to come on. Maybe we can do an Instagram live together. Maybe you can just have a good old chat over on our public Facebook page. It'd be great to hear from you guys. If you are acting this year, let us know where you're acting. If you're not, let us know where you're going to be back for 2021. So that brings us to the end of this episode of the Scare Trap podcast. A huge thank you for listening, and remember, join us over on our social medias where we can celebrate Scare Actors Week.